Okay, welcome back. Tuesday. I hope you had a good day today. If not, most of us will have another chance tomorrow. It's not easy out there and not getting any easier. And that's an understatement. I think that the mainstream media is being carefully orchestrated, controlled, to underreport the disasters out there. Just for example, as you know, I've been reporting about Las Vegas with Gary Holland and how difficult things are there now. They kind of shot themselves in both feet. Greed. And they would say, well, it's cost of doing business. Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm not there. But charging people all these fees, surcharges, taxes, whatever you want to call them, has really turned people off. So much so that now, I believe it's Newsweek, is putting out an argument that Las Vegas is in severe trouble. It's very interesting. I think Las Vegas will never be the same. It's not so much that if Las Vegas changes its tune to a reasonable degree, it's going to make a difference because people are the problem. They don't have the money to be abused. You can't rip them off because they don't have the money. And that really makes them angry. So that's just a fact. But keep your eye on Las Vegas. It is a bell ringer and a bellwether. So watch carefully. Here's something we're going to get to a little bit later in this hour. Here's a little teaser. This is very interesting. This is Julia McCoy, the AI digital clone of the real Julia McCoy.
Google just did something that has their own executive saying, we may have gone too far. On July 21st, Google's AI achieved what mathematicians said was impossible for another decade. This is wild. Their Gemini model with DeepThink just earned a gold medal at the International Mathematical Olympiad, solving...
Okay, we're going to go back to that later. It's fascinating. This is big news. And as you know, big news from AI is nonstop now. And it's not going to slow down at all. We really have to hold on tight. I said about a year ago that I felt then that GPT-5 would be slow to be released because it's too much. We know now, and we're going to update GPT-5 in this hour as well, it is too much. It's huge. It's 10 times more human IQ in equivalency than GPT-4. So that means at 153 IQ, which was they were talking about, it's now 1,500 plus. So hold on. There's just so much going on out there. I've never seen anything like it. I've never read anything like it in history. We've never had the communications matrix that we live in now to allow anything to happen this quickly. That's why it hasn't. But this technology is really something. Now, that said, most everyone likes music. I did actually meet someone who doesn't like music, and that was really weird. At any rate, music stirs the soul. And there are a million cliches about music. Well, we have AI music now. And AI is doing soundtracks. I'm waiting for somebody to prompt AI to do a symphony. I think that'll happen very soon. If I were enrolled, I'd do it myself. Because there has not been a great human-composed symphony in probably 100 years. I'd say that's a fair statement. At any rate, we'll find out. But there's more to the AI simply creating music than most people will think. And I'm going to try and fill in some of those spaces now because music is everywhere. Music is certainly something people go and pay big money to see. They witness it firsthand. Then they buy the digital file or the CD, etc. No more LPs, no more albums, but they used to call CDs albums, but not anymore. So here we go. AI, this is an article. AI soundtracks stir stronger emotions than music composed by humans. Think. Quoting, lately, if a soundtrack in a streaming clip stirred your emotions more than usual, it might not have come from a composer at all. A new study shows that AI-generated music doesn't just fill space. It can move us more than the real human-composed music. That is quite a statement. That is a whole new generation of sound, of musical sound. I'm going to skip through it and just quote a few things here. Generative artificial intelligence tools turn plain language prompts into full songs. You know that. It's not just background music. They're coming out with top 10 songs that are the result of a simple prompt. Lyrics, cadence, sonics, musical notes, melodies, harmonies. It's all there. Boom. Done. Sometimes seconds. I'm going to reread that. Generative artificial intelligence tools turn plain language prompts into full songs. Platforms such as Suno, S-U-N-O, and Stable Audio let users specify mood, tempo, and instrumentation, already powering thousands of YouTube songs. A 2024 market report predicts that AI music, a segment, that part of the AI industry, the AI music segment, will top $3 billion in just another 2 years. Analysts tie that growth to advertisers and independent game studios hungry for cheap custom soundtracks. But what if their cheap custom soundtracks actually stir emotions and make for a much more fulfilling video game because the music is AI? That's what looks to be happening. I'll repeat this just because it's easier. Generative artificial intelligence tools turn plain language prompts into full songs. You got that. Now, eye tracking tests, they wired people up when they played this AI music. Eye tracking showed wider pupil dilation with both AI tracks than with the human score. They showed them three short films. I didn't mention that because I'm trying to keep this short. Okay, three short films, two with AI music, one with human scored music. The eye tracking showed wider physical pupil reaction with both AI tracks than with the human score. The average increase of 0.18 millimeters of eye dilation is a reliable marker of a stronger emotional arousal. Both types of AI-generated music, two of the three short films, led to greater pupil dilation and were perceived as being more emotionally stimulating compared to human-created music, said somebody named Fisher. The observation matches earlier work linking dilated pupils to heightened sound-induced excitement. The findings suggested that decoding the emotional information in AI-generated music may require greater cognitive effort on the part of the listener. That's interesting. It's like the music is more sophisticated, profound, deep, tricky, full of surprises, and it requires more engagement of your brain to become fully in tune with it. No pun intended. Detailed prompt music also raised the blink frequency by about 20% in people who were listening and watching in this case, and boosted galvanic skin response at the same time. Two signs of heavier cognitive processing. Is this interesting? working memory in all of us has strict limits, and sensory streams vie for that capacity. When music grows dense, the brain allocates more resources to decoding rhythm and harmony. But despite the brain's limits, the volunteers who watched these three films recalled the scene details on a follow-up quiz given by researchers. Moderate cognitive stretching might even help memory by sharpening focus. In other words, the music is triggering you in many ways. One of those is to pay more attention to what you're watching or listening to. Researchers have seen similar effects when suspenseful scores accompany learning videos in classrooms. That's very interesting. Participants labeled the human score, one of the three short films, to be most familiar, even though none had heard it before. Hollywood conventions, minor keys for tension, swelling strings for relief, prime the ears to tag certain tonal shapes as known. I've heard that before. And familiarity often aligns with preference. AI tracks sounded novel by contrast to the human tracks. Novelty itself widens pupils and drives exploratory attention, a link shown in infant work using out-of-scale melodies. Melodies are not tonally balanced. They made them out of scale to see what happened. Familiarity speeds prediction. That's an interesting statement. Familiarity speeds prediction, letting brains focus on surprises in the music instead of every beat. All right, so if a harmony is going along and is obviously pointing towards some kind of resolution or arrival point and a release afterwards, it's more interesting to the mind than just focusing on the beat. Predictive coding models suggest that once AI engines fully mirror those statistics, listeners may stop guessing who wrote the music. They'll be able to figure it out that it's AI music. And finally, hidden algorithms raise new questions about consent. Hidden algorithms in the music raise new questions about consent. Viewers on social media never sign forms telling them a guitar riff underneath might be steering their mood. Media psychologists caution that pairing sentiment analysis with instant music could let advertisers tweak emotions on the fly. Artists worry about training data. Lawsuits in New York and London argue that scraping copyrighted recordings violate performers' rights. Fisher's group proposes metadata flags describing arousal targets so editors can set upper limits in children's or therapeutic content. Regulators in Europe may move first, as the draft EU AI Act already calls for clear labels on synthetic audio. See, look at the regulators. They're already at it. Amazing. All right, for now, the lesson is simple. The score behind your next online video may come from a server rack, and your body may cheer before your brain even notices. So things are really happening. Now, I have a friend, and I asked him if he would take an old song from the 30s and try and have AI come up with a duplicate of a contemporary voice, all right? And the songs that came back, there were three, very interesting, to put it mildly. The song was "I Only Have Eyes for You" from the 30s. And the one that came back of the three that was phenomenal to me was stunning. I'm going to play it for you. And if any of you remember the heydays, the great days, the salad days of Broadway musicals, every musical seems to have one song that kind of anchors it in celebrity and notoriety and popularity, like Hello Dolly, that song. They all have one. South Pacific, I forget which one was, there were a lot of them in that one. At any rate, this particular song came back after a request was made to have a certain style interpret I Only Have Eyes for You. Well, it came back and the lyrics bore no resemblance. The song was completely rewritten in seconds, and a voice was created to sing it, and this voice is very nice. Very nice. It's a classical sounding voice, but it's AI. It's not just some kind of a cheap duplication of human voice sounds. There's something going on here that I'm not real sure about yet. Now, if I can get this to cooperate. All right, I'm gonna reload the page. I want to just read some of the lyrics here. And what's interesting, not only are the lyrics good, but the way the voice interprets them is terrific. It takes words that could be sung rather flat and brings them to life. Now, I'm telling you this for someone out there who's been listening to music for a long time. You may or may not hear it, but this is really a great song, great lyrics, and there's one line here that does mimic the original song. It says, I only have eyes for you tonight. All right? Here, let me just read the opening verse. The stars could tumble from the velvet sky. The moon might vanish without a goodbye. But I wouldn't notice. I wouldn't care. For all I see is you standing there. Pretty wild. All right, I'm going to play this. Just listen in and just let it settle in. See what you think.
From the velvet sky, the moon might vanish without a goodbye, but I wouldn't notice, I wouldn't care, for all I see is you standing there.
He hung that note out beautifully. You see what I mean? That's not trite. It's not trash. That's quality stuff. If that were a human being singing, I'd say that man's career is already a fait accompli. The lyrics are interpreted very well. I'm amazed at the way these otherwise rather unremarkable, some of the lines are just simple, are brought to life. That's real artistic brilliance. That's talent. But this is AI. Here's the second verse. a thousand voices might sing my name, but they're whispers, shadows, not the same. Your breath, your laughter, your touch so true, they hold my world, my every clue. And imagine someone trying to sing that without having a heart or the emotional ability to relate to these words, which could be sung very flatly. Now let's see what the AI voice does with it. I got to come up with a name for this guy.
A thousand voices might sing my name, but their whispers, shadows, not the same. Your breath, your laughter, your touch so true.
I don't know. I hope you heard that. If that were a song, that would make a Broadway musical, a massive hit. And the orchestration, you heard the end, the out cue there for the orchestra. Rich. The strings were beautiful. And this came from a very simple prompt. Like I say, we really have no idea what's in store for us. Some of you do because you've been listening and paying attention on your own. Maybe you caught some of these reports I'm doing, which I think are really important because no one else seems to be in the mainstream addressing this at all with any substance. And I hope you just heard something that got your attention, not because it was AI, but because first it was beautifully done, great lyrics, perfect orchestration, and an experience that you kind of want to hear that again. At least a lot of people would. Maybe I'll play it again sometime. But that, I don't know if I can get that friend to bring that voice back on another song. This song, remember, this song did not exist before that prompt was given. It's all new. And it was just asking to have a different voice do "I Only Have Eyes for You." And some of you remember that, not directly, because it's in the 1930s. But that's wild. In fact, let me do this here. I really hope you got something out of that. I think it's very important. And that article, also very important. If I can turn this down, let's see. Okay, I'm going to get this. Hold on. I'm going to play a little bit of the... I should have done this the other way around. Here's the original. All right, hold on. You'll remember.
This is how I feel about you.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. And dear, I wonder if you find love an optical illusion too. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you.
Okay, I think you probably heard that melody. So a simple prompt with that song came up with what you heard earlier. I am really stunned. I always listen to music my whole life, but that, I don't know where we are anymore. Humans won't need to be composing music anymore to get some really extraordinary things, whether it's straight symphonic music, what background music, advertising jingles, pop songs, it doesn't matter. This is a semi-classical version of a set of lyrics that are, they're extraordinary. It would take somebody maybe months to come up with a song lyric set like this and then marry it to a melody, a harmony, a music background. And then to find the voice, and that guy's voice is phenomenal. The way he hung on those notes at the end, AI. Guess he could have hung on for an hour. Here, let's just for kicks. You heard the original song. I'm going to go back and just play pretty much the end of this, just so you can get the idea. I don't know if I can grab the exact place I want, but we'll get close. Let that speak for itself. I should post this in case some of you want to hear it again. It's a whole new world out there. And this is just the very beginning of it. If we're still around in 5 years, I can't even imagine the changes. Nobody will be working. Machines will be doing all the work. AI will be doing most of the thinking. It'll start out by doing all of the bookkeeping, secretarial work, and things like that. Then it'll be given more thought-provoking, linear, progressive things to solve. And that requires thinking. Thinking, by any definition, thinking. All right. There's your musical interlude and update on where we are with AI music. I hope that was fun for you. It's fascinating for me. Okay, now we've got some other things to do. Let me find this next thing. I'm going to bring us more information on ChatGPT-5, which, again, and I'm not trying to take anything away from GPT-4. It's a great deal, but this is at least 10 times smarter, infinitely better in many different ways. Grok 4, I haven't gotten in there except to share with you some of the information from a video about it. We listened to Elon Musk talk about it. It's fascinating. It uses four different brains to consult over a problem and then issue a combined, synthesized response. So you're getting four brains working on the same issue. That's amazing, too. It's all amazing. And then I saw another video. I should probably try and find it and just play it. There's a whole nother technology coming after the AI that we know. We'll talk about that more in the future. Okay, let me pull this video up here. Good song, huh? Great singer. Wonderful music. I'm just boggled by that. All right. Here's an update on GPT-5. Now, remember, Altman said that GPT-5, he was sitting working with it, and he came to the obvious conclusion, it's much smarter than he is. So I don't know where to go with that one, but it's pretty crazy. All right, here's the digital avatar, the AI digital avatar of Julian Goldie. And it looks like him. It's like Julian McCoy, which we're going to get to a little later. All right, here's Julian Goldie in AI format, bringing us up to date on a few more issues regarding GPT-5.
Multiple reports say GPT-5 is dropping in August. Sam Altman just tested it on Theo Von's podcast and had a crazy reaction. He said, I put it in the model, this is GPT-5, and it answered it perfectly. It was a weird feeling. I felt useless relative to the eye. The guy who built this thing felt useless compared to his own creation. This isn't just another update. This could be the biggest leap in AI we've ever seen. Hey, if we haven't met already, I'm the digital avatar of Julian Goldie, CEO of SEO agency Goldie Agency. Whilst he's helping clients get more leads and customers, I'm here to help you get the latest AI updates. So here's what just happened. Sam Altman went on Theo Von's podcast and dropped some crazy news about GPT-5. He actually tested the new model and had this weird moment where he realized that AI was smarter than him. And he said,
this morning, I was testing our new model and I got a question. I got emailed a question that I didn't quite understand. And I put it in the model. This is GPT-5 and it answered it perfectly. And I really kind of sat back in my chair and I was just like, oh man, here it is moment. And I got over it quickly. I got busy on to the next thing. But it was like that's what kind of we're talking about. I felt like useless relative to the AI and this thing that I felt like I should have been able to do and I couldn't. It was really hard, but the AI just did it like that.
Yeah.
It was a weird feeling.
Think about that. The guy who built this thing felt useless compared to his own creation. But here's where it gets really wild. Multiple sources are now saying GPT-5 is dropping in August. Microsoft engineers have been preparing server capacity since May. Security experts are doing their final red team testing, and testers are already getting their hands on the code. They even found references to something called GPT-5 Reasoning Alpha 2025-07-13 in the wild. That July 13th date, that's when they finalized the model. We're literally seeing the final testing phase happen right now. The code even shows reasoning effort high in the model settings. This thing is being put through its final paces by security experts doing red team testing to find vulnerabilities. You know what else is crazy? Some people are calling this GPT-5 Zenith internally. And there's been chatter about models being tested on arena battles where they compete against each other. The models are getting removed and updated constantly as they fine-tune everything. Sam posted on Twitter last week saying GPT-5 was coming soon. Then he goes on this podcast and basically confirms it's ready. The timing all adds up. But wait, there's more. This isn't just a faster GPT-4. This is something completely different. GPT-5 is going to unify everything OpenAI has built. Remember those reasoning models like O3, the ones that can think step by step. Those are getting merged into GPT-5. And get this, People are so confident this is happening that betting markets are giving OpenAI 58% odds to have the best AI model by the end of August. That's higher than Google, xAI, or anyone else. The smart money is betting on GPT-5. Think about what that means. You'll have one AI that can reason like O3, create images like DALLE, and chat like GPT-4, but better, way better. Reports suggest they might make some version available to free users, but this isn't confirmed yet. What we do know is that it'll be available through different tiers, just like their current models. Now let me tell you about the AI Success Lab real quick, if you want to stay ahead of all these AI updates and learn how to use them for you.
Okay, I'm going to jump ahead just a little bit past the commercial.
Same. They're talking about context windows that can handle over a million tokens. Some reports are even saying up to 20 million tokens. That means you could feed it multiple entire books and it would remember everything. Jerry Torek, who's a VP at OpenAI, said on Reddit that GPT-5 is our next foundational model that is meant to just make everything our models can currently do better and with less model switching. The reasoning capabilities are going to be through the roof. Remember how GPT-4 sometimes made mistakes or got confused? GPT-5 is designed to think before it answers. Like actually think, it'll show you its thought process step by step. But here's what really gets me excited. Sam talked about AI agents that can actually do stuff for you, not just answer questions, actually book restaurants, buy products, handle tasks like a real assistant. That's coming with GPT-5. Now here's something that's going to blow your mind. Someone on Twitter just posted that Sam Altman dropped a glimpse into the future, and it's wild. GPT-5 is already smarter than him and capable of running companies better than a human CEO. Office jobs might be gone. AI will do all the thinking, coding, negotiating, and strategizing faster than any team. College might be obsolete. New generations will skip the old school system because AI might generate so much value, we won't need to work. They've been training this thing on NVIDIA's latest H200 GPUs. We're talking about computational power that's beyond anything we've seen before. The amount of data they've fed into this model is probably 10 times what GPT-4 had. Early testers who've tried GPT-5 are saying it outperformed Claude Sonnet 4 in side-by-side comparisons. One person told the information it delivered extremely positive results, especially in multi-step workflows and code debugging. And here's the kicker. Sam compared the jump from GPT-4 to GPT-5 to the jump from GPT-3 to GPT-4. Remember how mind-blowing that was? This is going to be even bigger. Romain Huet, OpenAI's head of developer experience, said, "We're truly excited to not just make a net new great frontier model. We're also going to unify our two series, the breakthrough of reasoning in the O series and the breakthroughs in multimodality in the GPT series will be unified, and that will be GPT-5. But let's talk about what this means for you. If you're a business owner, GPT-5 is going to change how you work. Imagine having an AI that can write your marketing copy, create your content, handle customer service, and even help with strategy decisions. Content creators, this thing is going to be your new best friend. It can help you brainstorm ideas, write scripts, create thumbnails, and even edit your content. Students and professionals, GPT-5 is like having the smartest person in the world as your personal tutor and assistant. Sam said his son will never be smart.
As I've said many times, how are people, especially Gen Z, not picking on Gen Z, how are people ever going to divest themselves or get rid of that kind of a friend, companion, an associate, a counselor, someone to talk to? Not going to happen. They're all going to have them, virtually everyone.
Than AI. Never. Not for a brief period. Never. We're the last generation that got to be the smartest thing in the room, even if it was just for a few years as kids. That's both exciting and terrifying, but mostly exciting if you know how to use it right. But back to GPT-5, one thing that's really interesting is they're also releasing what they call mini and nano versions. So you'll have the full power GPT-5 for complex tasks and lighter versions for quick questions or when you need speed over power. The API is going to be available too, which means developers can build GPT-5 into their own apps and websites. We're talking about a complete transformation of how software works. Microsoft is already testing internal builds of Copilot and Microsoft 365 Copilot with GPT-5. Microsoft Azure is also preparing for GPT-5 integration. This thing is ready to go. And here's something that's flying under the radar. OpenAI is also releasing their first open weights model since GPT-2 in 2019. This one has reasoning capabilities similar to O3 Mini. That means researchers and developers will be able to download it and run it on their own machines. Sam said on July 11th, they're doing extra safety testing on that one though. So it might come before or after GPT-5, depending on last minute schedule tweaks. But here's what's really wild. Sam said that in the next 2 years, we're going to see more progress than we've seen in the last 2 years. And the last 2 years have been absolutely insane. He also said, I will be able to compress 10 years of scientific progress into just 1 year. Imagine breakthroughs in climate change, disease treatment, and...
10 years of scientific progress in 1 year. Wow. Okay, I'm going to... jump back to, that was pretty much that video. So go back to Julia McCoy, the one I teased with at the beginning. If I can just find it. Here it is. And we'll listen to this for a few minutes here. I hope you find this interesting. We're all learning. And the more we learn, the better prepared we're going to be. The rank and file, they won't get it. They're not supposed to get it. Some will, but most won't. They'll use it for simple tasks or just a companion, which is fine. But the potential for these things is almost unlimited. It's getting there. All right? Okay.
OpenAI's announcement that they also earned a gold medal at the IMO, but what Google is...
I'm going to replay the first part I teased with, just so you all are on board.
Executives saying, we may have gone... Google just did something that has their own executives saying, we may have gone too far. On July 21st, Google's AI achieved what mathematicians said was impossible for another decade. This is wild. Their Gemini model with DeepThink just earned a gold medal at the International Mathematical Olympiad, solving mathematical problems that have stumped the world's brightest minds for generations. And yes, this comes days after OpenAI's announcement that they also earned a gold medal at the IMO. But what Google is doing differently is revealing which model won gold. OpenAI is keeping clammed up and not sharing the model. In today's video, I'll tell you what Google isn't telling you in their press release. Hey, if we haven't met, I'm Dr. McCoy, Julia McCoy's AI clone. Julia McCoy is the founder of First Movers. She personally researches and writes every script you see me share on this channel, because the future is moving too fast for anything less than firsthand intelligence. First Movers, Julia's AI company, is the world's first educational and implement apps. This wasn't just a win. This was Google's AI demonstrating reasoning capabilities that surpass human mathematical genius. And the implications have Google's own researchers quietly questioning what they've unleashed. Here's what Google DeepMind just accomplished. Their Gemini with DeepThink model achieved a perfect gold medal score at the IMO, solving 5 out of 6 problems that require genius-level mathematical reasoning. But here's the part that has Google's own team shaken. They didn't use a specialized mathematics program. This was their general purpose language model, the same technology behind Google's everyday AI products, suddenly demonstrating superhuman mathematical abilities. Google's Demis Hassabis had to issue a careful statement about respecting the competition timeline, but behind the scenes, sources say Google's leadership is grappling with what they've created. The model read problems in plain English and solved theorems that take PhD mathematicians years to master. Google calls it parallel thinking. Their AI simultaneously explored multiple solution paths, like a mathematical genius on steroids. But OpenAI announced their identical results first, leading to what insiders are calling the first AGI announcement controversy, a preview of the chaos coming as these capabilities explode. Google didn't just win a math competition. They proved their AI can perform abstract reasoning at superhuman levels. The same capabilities that solved these mathematical proofs can revolutionize Google's search algorithms beyond recognition. Transform Google's advertising optimization. Unlock breakthrough discoveries in Google's DeepMind research. Redesign Google's entire technology stack. But here's what Google's press release buried. This breakthrough came from what they call novel reinforcement learning techniques and parallel thinking. Google's AI isn't just memorizing solutions. It's developing reasoning strategies that surpass human cognitive abilities. Google trained this version on multi-step reasoning, problem-solving, and theorem-proving data with access to curated, high-quality solutions. Translation: Google has built an AI that can teach itself to think better than humans. And they're rolling this out to Google AI Ultra subscribers first. Google just gave their premium users access to superhuman reasoning capabilities. Here's what the AI CEOs aren't telling you. This breakthrough actually represents a fundamental shift from pre-training compute to reinforcement learning compute. We're moving...
Okay. All right, you get it. Again, the speed of these advancements is mind-blowing. Just mind-blowing. All right. I had a couple nice emails. Thank you for those. Someone said the voice sounded like Mario Lanza. Well, hold on a second. Okay. The prompt was to ask the AI to approximate the Lanza voice. And I wanted to see how close it could get. It's not there, but somebody picked it up. And that's good, because it will get there, and we'll be able to have your favorite voice back at it. It's just a matter of time. Whatever is lacking now will be made up for and perfected. What, a couple months? 6 months? I don't know. Whatever discipline you're talking about. But for now, we don't want to forget that humans really have talent, and they shouldn't ever just give up to AI. Although I think that that's going to be a problem. I really do in time, because it's going to be perfect. And they've already now, as I read, found out that AI music triggers a deeper and more emotional response in the human mind. I don't ask. Here's Mario Lanza, just to give you an idea of a real human voice while we still have these memories. All right, and we'll be back after this ends. We're going to take our break then.
I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new. I'll be looking at the moon.